Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
oh, good. Morning. I was just checking. Yeah. Just checking if you could hear me and everything. I'm doing last-minute audio
tweakage
on the show. Because of the aforementioned length of the weekend, a little logy coming in here today and trying to get everything
this
settled.
Weekend was no longer than any other weekend, Mike.
Well, it was
Saturday
for me, pal.
And
That's
Sunday.
That's for sure. It was a long one. It really, really was. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. And we are here. We are ready to believe you. This is a big week for us because we are moving on up the road to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia. We will be there Saturday at 5 p.m. for our Kentucky Derby party, and we are very, very excited about that. Looking forward to seeing everybody. It should be a lot of fun. And we hope
Josh
we see
showed
you there.
Me his hat before the show.
I have not acquired a hat yet.
I've got my hat, and I also, over the weekend, I acquired accoutrement.
Is it going to be a hat that we are aware of, like your top hat or your derby?
It is the top hat, but you don't know what I'm going to do.
See, that doesn't count. You've had that for a long time.
But we haven't
seen
it.
So that's not a derby hat.
You've not seen it, Mike. And also, it's going to be
top hat is not a lady's hat, though. It's not the spirit.
I'm not in the contest, Mike. I'm not in the contest.
Yeah, mine is not a lady's hat either because I'm not in the contest. But it is a hat.
Is that the rule? Then I'll wear a ball cap.
No,
well, you see, that's not in
the spirit,
though. You see, we're in the spirit of it.
Yes.
And you're just, you know, you're trying to throw something in the car that's easy to pack.
I thought we would be the examples as well.
Would you like to see my hat as an example?
I would love to see your
hat. Oh, you see, if you do that, you take the magic off it. Don't you want to be surprised?
But here is my hat. See, it's in the spirit, but it's not a lady's hat.
No, it's not, but it could be. A lady could wear that.
Sure. Oh, my God.
Do you want to tell Mike about your eBay or your Amazon strategy?
Oh, yeah.
This is great.
Well, the hat came in.
Jesus.
And it needed a little something. So with Rob decided it needed a feather.
Oh, Rob's right.
Rob's
the feather
right,
makes it.
Yeah.
But I had to order 120 feathers. So I pulled one out of the bag, and 119 will be returned to Amazon today.
And if they count them, so be it.
These were not the best feathers I've ever had.
What is the, you know, when you fill out the Amazon form.
You said your feathers were 100% guaranteed, you moron.
I have done many returns to Amazon. What reason will you cite on the form? It would be funny if you said.
There's only 119
Yeah, there's only 119
that's
in here.
Yeah, count them. Count them and then figure it out. I love that.
Fetters, Mike.
Well, now
fetters everywhere.
So, you know, I know this is a tourist area, so I know that I'll be able to run down somewhere and acquire a hat. I'll go to one of those beach stores to get my hat.
That'd be great. And also, you can pick up some sunscreen.
Are you saying that I'm sunburned?
I'm not saying anything, but yes.
Yeah, I am a little sunburned over. And I don't get sunburned because I'm out in the sun every day. So it's like really... It's a little
then
more...
maybe it's like it's a busted vessel or something.
No, I was out in the sun more than I normally am, and not in the way I wasn't screened up, so because I was under shade and I was wearing a baseball cap. It was
your wife must be pissed because here you are the face of her product, and it's a sunburned face.
But that's what happens when you're the spectator instead of if you were participating, you
right?
Would have been all prepared.
I think
but then
so.
You don't think about it as the spectator. Yep.
Did you wear an orange hat?
I did not.
You should have.
So, what a weekend of baseball. Long days. My son, last week, I believe, or maybe a little bit before that, got a call from the president of the Minors Little League who said they are adding a few kids from other teams to put one team together to participate in the county regional tournament. And we have watched your son, and the coaches have seen your son, and we know that he'd be a nice addition to the team. And I was like, oh, wow, that sounds great. Now, I hadn't signed up for this. I was aware of it, but I didn't know. So when they asked, they said, you'll be getting a call from the coach. And I got a call from the coach, just a super guy, really, really nice guy. And then I find out, probably right at the last minute, that he was going to be an Oriole. And I let Josh know that he was going to be an Oriole, and he got his Orioles uniform the morning of the tournament, and we got down there, and afternoon, I should say, because it started mid-afternoon on Saturday we got down there. And here's the way it works. You play two games on Saturday.
All right. What time's starting?
The first game on Saturday started at 3, and the second game was at 6 or 6:30. So you got two games. They won them both, and that's what and you seed them for the tournament. So they were a high seed, and they were in what was called the gold division, which was the highest ranked division. So they're in the toughest division, and they were seeded, I think, number two in the toughest division. And then it's on to the marathon day. And they warned us, they told us it was going to be a long day on Saturday, that we were going to be there. We were baseball parents all weekend long. And, you know, I told you I canceled things that had gone on because this is he's the priority with this. And long day on Sunday. We had to be there at 8:45. And they, I think, didn't play until 10. This is far enough away from our house where we didn't go back home. We just waited. And we stayed within the confines of the ballpark all day long. It's a huge complex down there right next to the sewage treatment plant.
That's excellent. And,
I mean, because I think back in the day.
Location, location, location.
I think back in the day, you know, it was still retirees and people that really wanted to prioritize the kids down here.
Yeah.
And so. Right.
Did anybody light a match?
Oh, my God. A couple of times, it's like, jeez. Look, a nice facility, though. Really nice facility. But, you know, every now and then you're like, yeah, so I was a, whoa. And the winds would blow. The winds would
blow. The winds
blow
will shift and it'll do it. It's consistently, as far as the ballparks in your area, it's consistently rated number two. So it's pretty good.
Amen, brother. And a sea of from mid-teens to down to little biddies to everything in between, and their brothers and their sisters, and it was crumb cruncher paradise as kids running around. And here's what they did have. They did have a decent concession stand, and they did have a food truck that was selling. I'm not a snow cone guy, but when you're out in 90 degree heat on Sunday all day, what the hell?
Yummy!
What the hell? Oh.
What flavor?
Let me tell you, grape.
Strong.
Oh, my God.
You
fantastic.
Might see it in your stools, but it's great.
That's a dangerous color, though.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I did, over the weekend, I did not want two snow cones over the weekend. So, my kid is...
I used to do a snow cone, Mike. I'd get the ice and I'd pour Southern Comfort over it.
With a little sugar, simple syrup.
Yeah, exactly.
My son started in earnest playing baseball again only last fall, and he has not played a lot of baseball, so he's really relatively new to the game. I told you about the fact that he had the tryouts for majors and kids that would go on to majors, and he didn't make it. And they put him on the minors team, and there were tears. And but then right away, you realize he'll get more experience by playing more. And he started pitching. And he started pitching on his minors team. And apparently, they saw him pitch. And he's had good outings and bad outings, you know. And it is it's such a pressure cooker for the kid and for the parents. And so he pitched. He pitched a few times leading up to the game. They won the first game. They won the second game. Then Sunday morning we get there at 8:45. They win the next game.
Hey,
then it's on to the semi. They win that game.
4 in a row.
They are going to be playing in the championship.
Hey!
And it was... I didn't know what was going on. We're just there, and we scope out the location. We set up our second day. We were prepared. We were woefully unprepared the first day. We didn't bring all the accoutrement that you need to watch sports in Florida, which is you need a cart, you need your two chairs, you need your electric fan,
battery operated fan, Mike,
your battery operated fan, and you need your tent because shade is your friend. And
yes.
I think
now when you show up with that much stuff, do you need like a construction permit or anything, or they just let you bring
everybody's got the big carts, Rob. Everybody's okay. Got them, and everybody's hauling all their stuff, and everybody's got it down to a
system. Yours the only cart that was full of snow cone?
No, the snow cones were set up right across the street from the fake plastic jewelry that the kids wear with their little fake necklaces the pros wear. Josh is nodding his head. He knows all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every little league has this. It's the little blue and red and white beads.
It's so funny. We'll
do the different team colors. Yeah.
Got him. Hey, Josh, you like this? Got him the black sparkly beads around his neck for the Orioles. There you
got
to
match the orange jersey.
Exactly. You got to match that. And they didn't have orange, so we got him the black. And
do they sell those at Camden Yards, Josh, for the other people that pretend to be on the Orioles, like the actual team?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
And Mrs. O'Mara, God love her, always looking for the side hustle. I don't think they do that at our place. I said, yeah, go for it, girl.
Go
for it, girlfriend.
So the snow cone served in a paper cone, like a traditional snow cone?
The snow cone served in a styrofoam big cup.
Oh, because you hate the environment. Hate the environment.
That's more like a snowball.
Yeah. And toppings on the snow cones. Marshmallow fluff.
Gravy.
You can get marshmallow fluff.
Marinara.
You can get gummy worms or
vanilla ice cream.
There's nothing better than putting gummy worms on something frozen so they become tooth-shatteringly hard.
Well, Carla,
you might as well throw Jolly Ranchers in there.
Carla on her second snow cone got the gummy worms.
She had two as well.
Wow. There were Rib City had the concessions and they were a little pricey, but Rib City was. A little pricey for a cheeseburger, in my humble opinion.
Oh, I thought it was a condom place.
Now, that would be Ribbed City.
A Rib City for her pleasure.
And, you know, lots of little side stories of this. I get my cheeseburger, and there were two things that were offered at the Rib City thing. You could get like a little chicken tender thing. They did have fries. They had cheeseburgers. I sit down at a bench, and there are these long benches, so there's another father and son. And this kid looks like he's playing in the, what would it be, the 14U or something like that.
Okay.
I think 14-year-olds. The bigger kids. They're really big.
Is this a bench with a table, or is it just
a picnic
bench?
It's a very long picnic table.
Picnic-style table.
And I am diving into my burger. And we're way at the end of the show, but I'm watching this kid, and he gets up. And he walks over to the trash can about 30 feet away from me and lets go a farmer's knot right next to the
beautiful baby.
And I was just like, I just said, isn't that, you know, he's a skinny kid and he let go of the farmer's knot. And it was just
now, were you able to get that? Farmer's knot, were you able to get that on a snow cone?
I didn't get that on a snow cone. It was nasty.
How much were the snow cones? I'm curious.
Oh, God. I want to say
I know
five,
that the,
five or $6.
For water and syrup.
Yeah, but at a little league event like that where you are stuck, that's not bad pricing.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's making the hustle. And you know, it's inflation, Rob. I understand. Spending money, and it's not what it used to be. So after farmer's knot, I didn't really enjoy my cheeseburger as much as I might have.
Nick Peterson is requesting a definition of a farmer's knot.
A farmer's knot is when you walk up and as opposed to blowing your nose into a tissue or a handkerchief, you press one side of your nostril and blow out the other side. It's
just
disgusting.
Let it go in the wind.
And, it, right. and it's known as a farmer's knot. And Dougie Newell on my street in my hometown used to do it regularly at the bus stop. And that's where I first noticed. It is disgusting. But it's also, if you're not, you know, it's kind of a sports thing. You know, you'll see it with
Tommy
players.
Lasorda did it a lot.
Ball players are gross. You know, that's why you go into a dugout and you'll see the
sunflower seeds came out.
By the way, the sunflower seeds in earnest. For me, if you're talking about my biggest snacking, it would be the snow cones. That's going to be my new album, Snow Cones and Sunflower Seeds. Yummy. Yeah,
snow cones, da 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 da.
Snow cones, like a folk song, and sunflower seeds. Yeah. It was
people
great.
Are disgusting. I went to school with a guy named not Paul, P-A-U-H, Paul Wang.
And Paul Wang, the farmer's knot king.
No, he wasn't a farmer's knot guy. What he would do is when he was bored in class, he could blow spit bubbles that would actually like float out of his mouth. Like you would.
No way.
He did. He did.
They can't float.
They would go out, and because they're bubbles,
there's no soap. No,
Mike, I swear, there's no way you can blow
saliva bubbles that would float. You're conjuring.
Mike, I'm not conjuring.
They might have fallen to the floor.
They fell slowly to the floor, but still, that appeared to be, as far as spit bubbles,
Paul Wang.
He was able to seal the bubble.
Yeah, somehow. He was really good at it. Bless his heart.
So now.
Wonder what Paul Wang's up to now.
Italian kid? There you go. Paul Wang. You go now. No trouble.
Hey, Wang, it's a parking lot.
Hey, Wang, it's a parking lot. Come on.
He was very nice. I would love to see Paul again. Paul again. I didn't see him at the reunion.
How did you spell Paul? P-A-W?
No, P-A-U-H. I always thought Paul.
Was he Vietnamese?
He was from out of town. I don't want to put a country on it, but he was definitely...
Well, in ethnicity, it sounds like an Asian name.
Yeah, he is Asian, but I don't know from what region.
Paul
and
Wang.
I always thought that Paul was like a misprint on his like student card, but then it should have been Paul. But it was Paul. He meets so many people.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, no, it's an unusual name. Paul.
That's fascinating.
But didn't you say it was spelled P-A-U-L?
No. That would be Paul. P-A-U-H is how he spelled it.
Oh, H. There's an H in there.
Paul.
Have you seen him at any of your reunions?
No reunions, no funerals or anything like that. I don't know what's happened to him. I think we're Facebook friends.
Good.
Well, invite him to Jimmy's on Saturday.
Already did
see this bubble trick.
The bubble trick.
Oh, by the way, just to finish up, thank you, Josh, for that. We'll have a mention of Jimmy's later in the show. We will be there 5 o'clock for the Kentucky Derby party. Great party at Jimmy's. I get up.
We all had a great time at that party.
I'm staying at the Cerrito Mansion, so I'm very excited about that. The whole fam's going to be staying there. We can't wait. It's going to be a good time for everybody. All right, back to the. It's a kid ripe environment with kids running around. All different age groups. Everybody said, only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 baseball fields in this complex.
God, it's huge.
It's massive. And then next to that is the community pool. And it was a hot day, and so that's packed. So parking at a premium. And whoever...
I know why they're by the water treatment plant, because they got a pool there.
The acid dropper was that designed... this parking lot went goofy for the medians.
Oh, he loved them?
Goofy. It's like, as we got in there. And lots of pickup trucks, and it's just premium parking. It was, but we got there. It was good to go. And
were they the oversized pickups that were real shiny, like we've previously discussed?
Oh, dualies,
of course,
350s,
and up on the curb.
Baseball and pickup trucks go together like apple pie. It's you know, that's the way it goes. It's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And we win our morning game, and then we have to wait for that's a 10 a.m. game, and then we have to wait all the way till like 3:15. And we make now, the, I know the that decision you, to that the, stay at the complex.
You won, which is great, but that's asking a lot of not just you, but the players to have to
it's
hang out
that long.
It's a
long day for everybody. Yeah. It's a long day, especially for these kids, especially in weather where it's hit 90s already here down in Southwest Florida. So you got to find a piece of shade. And we went to the concession area, or as I like to call it, the Farmer's Knot Pavilion.
It's really
and
great.
We hung out and brought our chairs back from the ball field and brought them under there and just hung out. And at one point, I needed to charge my phone, so I got to sit in the car and get a little AC for a while. But nice. Carla was out there, and if I had not purchased my bag of sunflower seeds, I'm not sure what I would have whiled away the hours with. I have now become hopelessly addicted to. As a matter of fact,
what flavor?
They were the regulars. I had the regular
great.
Salty
right,
ones.
So just straight salt.
That straight salt and so much salt on my tongue over the weekend. I think I burned a layer of skin off my.
Yeah,
tongue.
That happens yeah. also with salt and vinegar potato chips.
Yeah,
I
or
really
Salad Patch Kids.
It just mm-hmm. and. I think the etiquette is, correct me if I'm wrong, Josh, that if you got sunflower seeds, you can spit them wherever you want. You can throw them down
hey,
on the ground.
Hey, right? not yes. at my house.
I'd advise not in your car, though.
Yeah. No, not in the car, but I mean, I was a little guilty once we moved the chairs out of the pavilion because, I ate sunflower seeds for an hour and a half just sitting there.
How was your morning following?
Same noises.
I really haven't had it yet. I had my morning following last evening.
Oh, okay.
So, but then when I really quickly moved my chair out because we brought the whole thing, all the wagon.
The barrel that you wear on the sidelines like wagon. The guy from Denver, right?
The tent barrel. Long day yesterday. Sorry. And it was time for the 3 o'clock game against the Rockies. Rockies had a tough team.
Rocky
very,
Road?
Very tough team. Good pitchers. By the way, that's the whole thing at this level is pitching, pitching, pitching.
Oh, yeah. I had a question about that. Yeah. My son never played baseball. He played basketball, and Julia did volleyball. So I've been to games and things. But when you're watching your son play or a little league team play, is when they're the pitcher, is that the most stressful for the parents?
It is. I have done a lot of things in my career. I have done a lot of things playing recreational golf in tournaments and things like mm-hmm. that with important shots and blah, blah, blah. There ain't nothing. I talked about this before. This is brand new territory for
right.
me. I have never. It is. I've gotten better at it, but it is. It's ridiculous. He's the one that does it. I don't know why I feel this way, but in between the game they won in the morning and the game they won in the afternoon,
uh-huh.
I watched the game. The there was one team that had already gotten a reputation as the team to beat, and then I got a look at them, and they were. My goodness gracious.
The Gashouse Gorillas, they were big fellas.
It was pitching. Okay. That's the key thing. That mm-hmm. if you got and there was a young man, a little athlete out there, and I was watching him throw. And at one point it's funny how the word gets around
yeah.
in these tournaments because Michael comes up to me and said, "Dad, he's throwing over 70." And I looked at and this kid is got the the classic baseball mullet, long hair. Actually, really just long hair. And a lot of the kids, some of the kids, they're varying hairstyles all over the
place. Is that a baseball thing or a Florida thing?
I think if you look at Major League Baseball, it's a baseball thing.
It's a Florida thing that has poured into baseball.
I think it has,
because
too.
The white good. Kids from in baseball are in Florida.
In Florida. Okay. Yeah. And this kid is, he's throwing, as my father used to say, based on, I think, either Red Barber or Melanie, he's throwing aspirins out there. He's throwing it. It's really, really tough to get the ball on. And then when they bring in the next pitcher, he's doing the same thing. So I just file that away, thinking.
So it's
that,
bad to throw an aspirin.
Aspirin being, that's what it looks like. It looks like a pill. Okay. It's coming in so fast. That's why they call it aspirin.
Okay, I get you.
And then
Versus this a grapefruit, is before, which would be the opposite.
A grapefruit would be you're teeing it up. Yeah. And this is before the semifinal game we have. Okay. I file it away. We win in our semifinal game. Not easy, but we win it. And then it's on to the championship, which is going to be played about 6:15, I think.
It's midnight.
It's midnight. And I think we give up a 2 or 3 spot in the top of the inning. Mm-hmm. And I think the kid pitches 1 or 2 innings. And then I look and I see, oh, no. Guess who's coming in to pitch in relief? And I'm figuring he's going to pitch an inning of relief. It's my boy. And I'm a bundle.
Did you put your laced hands over your head again?
No, I tried because we're sitting right behind home again. That's what we
oh,
got.
And
we
he
got
can see you. Yeah.
Out.
See, yeah.
And
that's when you say, I need 2 grape snow cones.
That's right.
I can't move.
Mm-hmm. It was. And we're sitting next to the coach's wife, really, really nice lady.
Nice.
And behave yourself.
It's always Please. Nice when you have good
little,
seats.
Little respect.
Yeah,
and some of the other parents, and they were very welcoming because these are a lot of new kids were put on this team that were thrown together. So you have a lot of kids that haven't played together before. Mm-hmm. So it's but he's coming in, and I'm like, please come play. You know, he's had a couple of outings that were a little suspect.
Yeah, sus, Mike. They were sus.
Just a little sus on your face. Now, my son has passed me by already by even being on the bump, and that's another word for the mound.
Okay.
Being out there and pitching, you know, I'd never do it. I never had the skill set to even try to do it. I was not one of those guys. It just never.
I knew you when you were young, Mike, and you had a similar build to Randy Johnson. I always thought you could have pitched back then.
I was long and lean. I gained a big, I got fat and I shrunk.
But there was a moment when you really had what I called the pitcher's build.
Oh, sure. But it is, as a parent, that I don't know. I'm sure at any level when your kid's out there playing, you get uptight. I've watched him play football. It's nothing like this in football. There's not because he's not the quarterback. But in baseball, the quarterback is the pitcher.
What's if that? He had been the quarterback on his football team, would you think it would stress you more?
Yeah. I mean, if he was the quarterback, that would be it. It's it's the main thing. I wrote it down. All right.
Okay.
He ended up pitching 4 innings, Josh. 4 innings.
Wow. So that means he did pretty well.
4 innings.
How many innings in these games? Because they're not 9-inning games, right?
They're 5 or 6 innings, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say he pulled the bulk of the game.
Four innings, 8 strikeouts, 0 runs scored in 4 innings.
That's awesome.
Wow.
He won the game.
That's awesome.
I got.
Did he come pitch for the actual Orioles?
I sent Josh a picture of when we had gone to the fabulous Texas Roadhouse to celebrate the. There's my pitcher right there,
wearing his hat at the table, relishing his victory. Yes.
Wearing his championship medal. That's it. Yeah, he's got his championship rhythm, and I will tell you. You know, when you're an elderly father, and I say it a lot, there are not many times that you don't know. So I have the ability to just cherish the moment, and it was so much fun to watch him doing this. County tournament champions, it just spectacular.
Who was the first person to say scholarship?
No, he's not in that rarefied. I'll tell you, there are a couple of arms
on the
team.
He could get there.
There are a couple of arms on the team. I believe one of these kids was the kid that was really throwing aspirins was 9. So, this kid's
so
gonna do
he
well.
Says
it was.
Well, that's also a baseball thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. What a weekend! And
yes, and here you are today.
And at the Roadhouse after one of their big
yeast rolls. Oh, now it's just
rolls,
the Roadhouse?
The Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
I crashed. I was done. I was done. I didn't. I ordered food. Did not eat the food.
Oh no! Because this is probably fairly late meal for you, right?
Yeah, well, it's 8:30-ish, and yeah. Came home.
Well, you already
to bed.
Had a snow cone. A cheeseburger, I'd had snow cones. And a bag
oh, I'd eaten all
sunflower.
Day. Yeah. We had a breakfast sandwich in the morning. I had a hot dog for lunch. I had two snow cones, and I had 2,485 sunflower seeds. But my son, I can't. It's hard to describe the pressure that a little guy is under to do that. It was, it's a wonderful thing. I've never had it before.
How was he during? Because you were watching. How was he during the game, and how was he after the game?
He was. There was no after the game. He got. He let a lot of emotion out. He was really. It meant a lot to him.
And it had to feel good because this wasn't guys he played with before.
Yeah, it was.
So it's a new team,
special, yeah. And it's just fun, and more so when your kid's doing that. For him, I was so happy for him. You're out there with him. You it's all about him. And you're just living and dying with him because you want him to do well and you want him to feel good. And it was, I was giving him some pointers from behind in his first inning or two. And then I think at the beginning of the third inning, he told me to shut up.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Third inning, he told me to shut the F up. And he was absolutely right. Yeah. He didn't say shut the F up, but he said.
What type of suggestions did you make?
I said, slow down your rhythm. Slow down your rhythm. Just your rhythm. Get that rhythm back. That's all I said. That's all, because that's what I thought it was.
Because you're
it
a drummer.
It's when you speed the body up, sometimes that release point is a little ahead of the game and you can throw it into the dirt or you can throw it, 10 feet over their head. And he did it. And he got it back. And when he told me to be quiet, he'd already pitched two innings. I shut up. And I did not say a word.
He said, you need to stop talking to me and why are your lips purple?
I think it was... They were. By the way, Carlin said that to me a couple of times. He said, your lips were pro. And all the way from the mound.
Normally at your age, that's like a sign of a stroke.
Well, it's the purple
He's
lips.
He's a fighter.
And the pink face.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
It was something else.
Good for you. That
he
is,
was out
that
on the mound.
Awesome.
He was down on the mound. He went, stop. Stop. And I went, all right.
No.
I was that dad to a certain extent. And, got in a little trouble with the other team's parents were right to the right of us. And at one point I did say, way to go, Michael. Just throw it over. They're not going to swing. And that elicited a response from the other side that was negative and was met by a couple of comments from our group of
parents.
Well,
some people just don't know how to lose classy.
Right.
And
just
I think
snow cone.
Yeah. I think this team...
Ribs.
I think this team was very, very accustomed to winning everything.
Mm.
That was the vibe I got. And but I'm not going to say anything because I'm as competitive as anybody. I get it. I understand it. And it didn't escalate, but you can see I don't want to be, obnoxious with that. And that was probably, if I'd had to do it again, I probably would have shut up. But you're into your kid. It's my kid on the mound. I'm very engaged in the
absolutely
moment.
Allowed to do
and
that.
And I did not mean to drop that, lady. I am really, really sorry that, boom, with that. It didn't happen. I got up after he pitched one of his good innings to go over and tell him I was proud of him, which is all I'll do. I'll just come over and say, I'm proud of you. Keep it up. You're doing great. And then I think that
what do you
maybe,
say when he has a bad inning?
I was walking by. I don't say anything to him.
Oh.
I don't say anything.
Oh, so then he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows, oh, Dad's not proud of me.
Yeah.
That's
what
not
you
true.
Should
I'm
do.
Proud
is,
of him for, I'm proud of him for making the effort to get
when
out
when he
there
hits
in the, first
the dugout,
place.
Just make eye contact with him from your chair and just go, hey, way to go.
I was getting up to go walk over to the dugout. I had to walk by the other parents, and I think they were expecting me to say something, and I didn't say a word.
They wanted to escalate it because
it was right after it happened. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just walking around, but I got a little bit. Kind of look as we went by, but they were getting it from a couple of the moms on our side. I didn't have to.
You
say
sure there
anything.
Wasn't the look? Wasn't the purple lips?
Maybe it's like, is he? Is he stroking out? Is he stroking out? Let's
I know
check
we
him
voted
out there
for one of those paddle machines to revive people. Do we have one of those at the snack bar? I know we voted for it.
Oh, my God. Fun, fun, fun. Sunflower seeds, my new habit. Didn't open the pickle ones. There's a pickle-flavored sunflower
those
seeds.
Those are very good. Yeah.
By the way, whole
why not
bag,
just bring pickles to the
whole
game?
A whole bag, 160 calories. Chewed on them all day. Felt good, but not.
The bar- yes, I like the barbecue ones as well.
Have you had the taco?
Taco ones
are
good.
Are they all savory or are there sweet seeds as well? Like a cinnamon sugar seed.
Sweet, savory, you know. And there's one that's a farmer's nut, which is really
good. God.
That one's good as well. And but $9,
like
way
too
much, way too much for a cheeseburger of that quality. Thank you very much. All right.
Was it like a preformed frozen patty?
It was like a cheeseburger you get at a concession stand. That's what it was, right?
Yeah,
it was not a nine. This is not the best cheeseburger.
You could have gotten two more snow cones for that price.
100%.
And the thing that bothers me about that.
They ran out of vanilla ice cream, though. I mean, really, that's your whole truck.
A-holes.
Is doling out snow cones. But you know what? The flavor combo of a snow cone and vanilla ice cream, I don't think that's necessarily a good marriage.
Doesn't work.
You need the marshmallow.
Yeah, the marshmallow fluff
Give me an extra pump of grape.
That, you know what? Oh, they didn't need to do any extra.
They were really doing it?
This was, I mean, yummy, yummy love in my tummy. And so
what bothers me is that if anyone would pay $9 for a cheeseburger, they'd pay $10. So you should charge 10 and make your change easier.
No, the 9 makes – everyone uses Venmo at these things. Mm-hmm. The 9 makes it seem like it's a deal.
I threw cash around. I threw cash.
Yeah, you did.
I had a big money clip. I made it rain.
Yeah.
Do
you know what Mike wrote on the wall outside of Graceland, Josh, many years ago? He wrote, I am naked without cash.
So anyway, way to go, Orioles, and that's why I sent Josh the picture there and let him know that he was an Oriole, and I didn't realize your Orioles were having such a
tough
time.
Oh, they're the only Orioles that won this weekend.
There it is. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Any other 24 run loses, losses?
Yesterday was 7. Last week there was one by 9.
Oh, dear. Oh, man, they're second.
That's a lot.
I told you, top thing on my sheet is I hate the Orioles.
Oh, no, that's your life. We'll be right back, everybody.
Caps won too, Mike.
Oh, they're doing well in the playoffs. Yes. Sports. Hey! Do you have any delightful memories like when you purchased a Chinese siren? Yes. A siren from China. A siren from China. Isn't it wonderful? You don't have that handy. That's all right. Oh, he does. He has it within
arm's reach. Of course
he does.
The studio.
Like when you. Let's try that again.
It's not like for the bedroom.
Chinese siren. We might be doing a Timu experiment later in the show.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that was a disappointment. And your friends offered their friendly compassion. Ooh, that's a bingo. Do you want to relive those halcyon days, but are they trapped on VHS tapes or film reels and you just aren't sure where to start? We have found the perfect solution. Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Co-founders Nick and Adam. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Adam.
Started Legacy Box in their college dorm room over a decade ago. Since then, it's grown from a team of 2 to the largest and most trusted digitizing company in the world. Right now, when you purchase a Legacy Box, you get 90 days, Jerry. 90 days free access to Legacy Box the Cloud, which is the easiest way to stream, share, and download your memories. It's like Netflix, but for your home movies. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere, download, organize, and save them, and store them securely in the Legacy Box Cloud. It brings you peace of mind, and now you can't even lose your photos if you tried. You clumsy oaf. Live in the now. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50% for a limited time only. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. And remember, when Timu promises 110 decibels, that is a lie. It's a lie.
And maybe I got a lemon.
Yeah.
a lemon siren.
Sure, having fun with it. Yeah. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2025 was announced last night on American Idol. 13 inductees.
That's unlucky.
In the performers category, we have Bad Company. Bad Company. Mm. I can't get enough of your love.
Good drumming record. I bet you like that record for the drums.
I do. In fact, when I was a kid, I was a big fan of Bad Company. Rob Spiewak, he made it in. Chubby Checker, finally.
Finally.
The Rock and Roll
finally.
Hall of Fame.
As a performer.
It's one of my favorites of all time. Joe Cocker made it in.
That's so overdue, and that is so great.
A lady I have a history with, Cyndi Lauper, who gave me a lot of crap, and deservedly so, a long time ago. Outkast made it in.
God, it seems like they just had a record yesterday.
Well, what were the hits? A couple of hits, right?
Hey Ya was big for them, and The Way You Move, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Soundgarden, great band. Mm-hmm. Really, really great band. And the White Stripes, they made it in. Salt and Peppa and Warren Zevon will be inducted into the musical influence category.
Good.
Warren Zevon, fantastic.
Strong, right? Yeah.
And the Ahmet Ertugun Award will go to Lenny Waronker. Do you have any idea who Lenny
Waronker
is?
No, but it's Ahmet Ertugun.
Ahmet Ertugun.
The founder of Atlantic
Ahmet
Records.
Ahmet Ertugun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't know Lenny Waronker?
No, I don't.
A record producer and president of Warner Brothers Records.
President of Warner Brothers.
I bet he dealt with Neil Sedaka.
He also co-founded DreamWorks Records. So that's that's a thing.
Yeah.
As for the snubs, Fish won the fan vote last week with 330,000 votes. Bad Company came in second, and Billy Idol followed in third. Despite the love from fans, Fish and Billy Idol didn't get in.
So do you think Fish belongs there?
I'm not a Fish fan, but I mean, they're incredibly iconic. I think they've got an amazing fan base. So
yeah, they're a jam
based
band.
Based on who's gotten in over the years, you know. I don't know.
I think they purposely leave bands off like Fish. Mm-hmm. So the fans will come back next year.
Just to get the attention?
Just to get the
like
attention.
That? So you think it's a conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Carole Kaye made it in, right?
Carole Kaye made it in.
Yeah,
well. That's
great,
right.
Great bass player. One of the best.
Mentioned that one. Studio musician star,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. The Wrecking Crew. She's awesome.
Have you ever wondered why Yoda speaks backwards? Backwards he is.
Never wondered, did I?
In Star Wars, George Lucas, it's simple. This is like a great recipe. This is like a great drink. It's like, simple works. George Lucas answered the question. He finally gave us the answer during a 45th anniversary screening of The Empire Strikes Back. Here's his quote. I love the simplicity of this. Mm-hmm. Because if you speak regular English, people won't listen that much. But if he had an accent or it's really hard to understand what he's saying, then they focus on what he's saying. He was basically the philosopher of the movie. I had to figure out a way to get people to actually listen, especially 12-year-olds. That's why he came out with the backwards talk. And, of course, that became the thing, with Yoda. Horny you are.
Do you remember the version we had many years ago on the show with Scrota?
Scrota. No, that has escaped my memory bank.
I think he might have hosted Low Budget Jeopardy once.
Scrota. Yeah. Scrota he is. Now, I'm laughing now.
Still funny.
Scrota you will be.
Hanging low.
But, and that it was just another name for
it was Yoda. It was Yoda, but he was very, very focused on his balls. It was that era.
Sensitive they are. Yeah, now it's trickling back.
Yeah,
I get
of course.
It completely.
Yeah, don't use that word.
Hairy they might be.
Shaven they could be.
Shapely they are. God. If you follow football, you probably heard about Shedeur Sanders, son of Deion Sanders. Might spend a little time talking about that later in the show. He was a college quarterback who was supposed to be one of the top picks in the NFL draft, but he didn't go number one. He didn't go number two or number three. He was forced to wait until the third day of the draft when he was finally selected by the Cleveland Browns with the 144th pick. So even the Browns passed on him six times, also took a quarterback before him, but his shocking fall wasn't the only mystery. On day number two of the NFL draft on Friday, Shador was still waiting around with friends and family for a call when his phone rang. The person on the other side said they were the GM of the New Orleans Saints.
Would you like to see the tape of it?
Yes.
Of him taking
great.
The
call?
Oh, great.
I'm glad you have that. Yeah. Share that with us, please.
Yeah, here we go.
Dear GM of the Saints.
One of the NFL's biggest draft prospects, Shador Sanders, received a call, allegedly from the general manager of the New Orleans Saints, Friday during the NFL draft.
No, for sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
But the call turned out to be a prank.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Ready to go. What does that mean?
That's cruel.
Now, do you have in your story who made the prank call?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Because that's the big part of the story here. Said he was the GM. Said it's been a long wait. You heard it there. He said, sorry about that. Kind of laughing and then hung up. Shador was being filmed at the time. You saw that. They eventually figured out that someone was trolling him. The thing is, it couldn't have been a normal prank call because he got that number specifically for the draft, and no one other than the teams would have it. Yesterday, the prank caller came forward. It was a 21-year-old named Jax Ulbrich, the son of Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. Oh, my God. Wow. Look at Rob.
It's a pretty great prank, though.
It's a great prank.
And Jax, I don't know why. I don't like it. It just bothered.
Well, I was soured on him already because they had, you know, talked about how he was going to go so early.
Well, did you see the
room he built in his parents' house or whatever? Make it all about him.
Jax apologized in a social media post saying, quote, "I'm so sorry I took away from your moment. It was selfish and childish. I could never imagine getting ready to celebrate one of the greatest moments of your life, and I made a terrible mistake and messed up with that moment. Thank you for accepting my call earlier today." I don't get that.
My
I hope
favorite
you can
part
find,
of that yeah. apology
yeah.
is people ran it through an AI test, and it came out 100% written by AI.
Oh, he really?
Fantastic.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My God. He said, "I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me." Later on, of course, he was picked by Cleveland.
Elvis loved the Browns, Mike.
Shador did a lot of reading about Shador Sanders over the weekend. And the daddy factor was a part of all this,
sure.
I think. The hype factor and... apparently during the interview process, and I watched one of these, behind the NFL where, you see how they grill these potential draft picks during their interviews and they throw questions at them, especially for preparation purposes at the quarterbacks. And apparently he didn't do quite that well. And then there was an arrogance there. And there was, "I don't need to prepare." That was kind of an attitude. It didn't go well. And that's it. And when that word gets out, I think that's a problem.
Do you suppose he's not coachable?
Well, they said that. Are you stealing that from something you read?
No, that's what we talked about last week.
With Sean Anderson.
Sean Anderson. Look, there's a reason he fell. And
they said they gave him like a playbook or some plays pre-interview to prep, and he came... Without what they were talking about.
Yeah, without taking a look. And, I don't need to. I'm so good. I don't need. And that bit him in the ass. And then when you've got your father saying, "There are teams I won't let him play for," it's like, shut up. And, I mean, really, where's the yeah. – you got to have some level of swag to be a quarterback in the NFL. You also have to have some level of humility. You do.
Yeah.
You have to. You're playing with other people. It is a team sport, and you have coaches as well that you need to respect. Come on now. All right.
And he's now the fifth quarterback the Cleveland Browns have on their roster.
That's great.
They've got Flacco
How many
Dillon.
Do they usually put out in a play? How many quarterbacks?
usually the depth is three. So
that would think, yeah.
He'll be in training camp fighting for a position.
Lots of time to study that playbook. Yes. Lots of time.
He believes he will be starting.
Yeah, he does.
We'll see.
Yeah. Good for you. I believe that I'll be starting as well.
We'll see what happens. A new analysis published today by epidemiologists at Stanford University used a computer model and found that with current state-level vaccination rates, measles could reestablish itself and become consistently present in the United States in the next two decades.
That's great.
America.
Yeah.
Way to go. Mm-hmm. Their model predicted this outcome in 83% of simulations. If current vaccination rates stay the same, the model estimated that the U.S. could see more than 850,000 cases of measles, 170,000 hospitalizations, and 2,500 deaths over the next 25 years. Hey, if the vaccinations didn't matter for COVID deaths,
no.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, why are we getting, we're getting
Robert
dumber.
F. Kennedy Jr. said, we will save a fortune on needles.
The results appear in the Journal of the American Medical Association, a revered publication. You know
horrifying.
That. I just
horrifying.
Thought I'd throw that.
Thank you.
I don't need to say revered medical publication, but I should.
Yeah, let people know.
That's the scientists, dummies. You idiots. Get your kids vaccinated. Come on.
Is Michael vaccinated?
On? Of course he is. Yes.
Good.
He vaccinated that right arm, and you know, one of the parents called him the gravedigger. Oh, my God! That's my boy! I went nuts over him. God. Let me see that arm. Oh, my God. Yeah, of course. And come on. It's going to reestablish diseases that were a national triumph when they were eradicated.
Right.
Modern medicine and intellectual accomplishment that is just being flushed down the toilet, the way we run our society now, please, people, respect
and
brain
power. I love measles.
I love the ladies. a Massachusetts town finally is under siege from an apparently territorial
paleontologist?
No, palated woodpecker.
Oh, okay.
Palated woodpecker. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a big-ass woodpecker. There you go. That's the name of it. Being blamed for damaging more than 25 vehicles in the area. Rockport resident Janelle Favaloro managed to capture a photo of the culprit caught in the act of targeting a vehicle with its jackhammer-like beak. Matthew Fux Jager.
Yeah.
A co-director. It is spelled Fuxjager.
It might be Fuxjager.
Fuxjager. This is a fun show, isn't it?
This is a good show.
Here's her picture of the woodpecker.
Look
There's
at that.
That. Look at that. That's a big one right there.
Yeah.
Looks like he's on a windshield, doesn't it?
Yeah, of a truck.
Big time.
Big time.
Matthew Fuxjager. I could stop right there. Co-director. He's co-director, Rob, of the Ecology and Evolutionary Biology graduate program at Brown University.
Yeah,
what has Brown done for you?
It's exciting because you don't want that job to go to one person. You want that to be a co-direction. You want to have another guy. Yeah.
Mr. Fuxjager says
Mr.
the woodpecker's behavior can likely be explained by the current mating season. Of course it can.
Yeah.
He's horny, so he's breaking windows.
He's a sex bird.
Males of the species are known to become fiercely territorial during mating season. Yeah. Here's the quote from Mr. Fuxjager.
Yeah.
They're a ferocious bird. And they're really strong.
Yes.
It's the biomechanical equivalent of a hammer. Yes,
what?
We gathered that. He's talking about the beak.
Yeah, but it's
the hammer, the jackhammer-like beak.
Yeah, I think he might be overstating it a touch.
Being a New Englander myself, I can tell you that getting hammered is just not what it used to be. It's wicked had. It's wicked had.
Mike,
I drove into the driveway and there's this giant bird pecking away. Wicked had. There it was. Yeah,
yeah, he got under Toots's pickup truck, right?
Hey, Fuxjager, you get straight A's again? You wicked good student.
We have a promo here, Mike.
Promo. We'll be right back, everybody. Promo.
This week on The Bonus Show, a salute to the greatest show in television history.
Look at this.
Yeehaw. With the whole TMOS gang. Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak. Josh Soroka.
Josh, you still with us by any chance?
What? Are
you
okay?
Lulu Roman.
She was very young when she was doing
She was, and beautiful.
Junior Samples.
BR549. Yes.
The Hager Brothers.
They had huge foreheads.
Louis Black Jr.
Junior Mints.
And Stella Parton.
I love my sister's money.
Have a rip-roaring, knee-slapping, good old-fashioned hour of Corn Pone humor with a bonus show subscription. And don't forget to start your mornings with Charlie's Choice Coffee. Get it all at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Da, 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 da.
It's good to the last
set. Da.
Wow.
Da, 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 da.
Charlie's Choice.
That's
it's
right.
Good to the last sip.
It is.
There it is. There's the jingle. I love it. The brand new Charlie's Choice jingle for everybody. I am having a dickens of a time with my computers, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I mean, anyway. Mike, you don't need a computer to talk about Charlie's Choice.
No, I don't. Hey, caffeine lovers, Charlie's Choice coffee will make your mornings better. Yes, it's still a thing, and it's awesome. Let's highlight it again. Can we play the original jingle?
Yes, let's stop this music, and then we will take the original jingle in 3, 2...
Charlie's Choice! Duh! Da-da-da-da!
Charlie's Choice! It's good to the last sip!
Yay! Fantastic. Hey, caffeine lovers, Charlie's Choice coffee will make your mornings better. It's still a thing. It's awesome. For some more right now, just subscribe. Please do
yes,
that.
Yes, please. It's
Don't
delicious.
Don't just drink coffee. Experience it. We all know that you got to have coffee in the morning, so we want to give you the best. Have a nice fresh cup of Charlie. Here is our new coffee jingle. We already played it. Charlie's Choice is available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. This is a premium medium roast. It's a blend. It combines the finest beans from Brazil and Guatemala, delivering a rich and balanced cup with smooth caramel, deep cocoa, and sweet honey. It's the best and freshest you can find. Crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida. Every bag fresh and full of flavor because great coffee should never be a gamble. Get it? So support small business and enjoy a cup of Charlie today as part of the perfect combination. TMOS coffee in your TMOS coffee mug while listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's heaven. Get yours today at the TMOS store at MikeOmaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice. Because it's good to the last sip. Hot, steaming Charlie. It tastes very good. Well, that was an interesting one.
Yeah, I thought we'd be nice if we ended cold today. Yeah.
Welcome back to the
Mike,
show.
Mike, I don't want to play the jingle again, but people must pay attention to how Charlie strives and finally hits the right note. That's my favorite part. He does a big slide about two-thirds of the way through.
Charlie's Choice.
Charlie's Choice. It's good to the last sip.
All right, Timo. Josh is back in St. Augustine, yes. Florida, back from his 3 months in Atlanta, Georgia. But I will tell you this. The Timo packages had stacked up outside of Josh's door.
It was like a wall.
I think you had already received the microphone, but we're going to now. What are we going to do with are we going to do a microphone check with these?
So Rob and I both tried out microphones on Timu.
Okay,
and I know Rob got the SM57 classic Shure mic, and I got the classic Shure SM7B.
This is what mine looks like. You've seen it. A lot of times they're used to mic instruments, but they can be used for vocals as well.
Okay. All right. Very nice. And it looks like a microphone you'd get anywhere.
Yeah, you know? It does.
I mean, it really does.
And the 7B is what you see on a lot of podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
they go with the 7B.
You know, and the knock on Timu is that, it's cheap. It's, the care of these products is not put in, that type of thing. You're hearing that rap. But we've had things that are good. I have a pair of golf shoes that I wear regularly now out there that are Chinese golf shoes.
You know what I got on the way is microphone ear pads that used to be backbreakingly expensive, almost worth buying a new pair of headphones.
Microphone ear pads?
Headphone
ear
pads.
The Sonys, they
you
will
mean microphone
eventually
headphone
start
pads?
To sort of peel.
You mean headphone pads, not
headphone
microphone pads.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You know what I meant.
Microphone ear pads. No, yeah, well, I didn't. I wouldn't have asked
You put a microphone in your ear. I'm sorry, headphone ear pads that used to be really expensive. They've got them on Timu for like $3.
Okay.
And so even if they don't last, it's a deal, you know?
We'll see what happens. Now the glasses that I have, that also came from that, I will tell you, Some of these glasses
I didn't
are
know.
Starting to break down.
Well, that's
bit
an advantage if you have a wide head, but I didn't know you bought Temu glasses.
Yeah, he bought a 10-pack.
Da, 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 da. There it is. All right, so I'm ready for the big experiment
here.
So
my standard show mic is an MLV 7, which is it's a digital version of the SMB 7.
Built by Shure, right?
Confused with the 4FY-ZZTP.
Now, the test is I've been using the Temu mic all show. This is
Get out!
You're using the Temu
mic. This is the Temu mic.
It sounds dynamite.
It sounds great. It's metal. It doesn't say Shure, but it's got all the other markings. It's got all the proper roll-offs at the back on the back.
Yeah.
It's You're happy.
It sounds outstanding. Oh, I love it.
Are you ready to try yours, Rob?
All I have to do is switch one cable, so pad for a second.
Here we go.
And this was a $60 Temu microphone that I believe retails around $450 for the 7B.
That's pretty amazing. All right, now
so very happy, and it's nice and metal.
One, two, three, check one. I like the way this sounds.
It sounds good, too.
One, great. Two, three, one, 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 yeah.
It's not a disaster, not
I
even
might
close.
Have two more mics coming.
That's fantastic. I like that.
Yeah.
I really do. That sounds great.
And here it is. I can take the windscreen off and really
Rob, perhaps... How about some mic? Just talk the way you normally would.
One, two,
you
know, three.
We're testing a microphone.
Can you pick the microphone up so we can see it? Why are you talking into your lap?
You're going, you're whispering.
I was talking about how great the bass roll on this was. It sounds nice. That's
no,
what
it
I
sounds
say.
Great.
Yeah, it's, one, two, three.
Now why did you get a different one than Josh did?
Because this was A, cheaper, and B, it didn't make any sense for us to order the same one because then we wouldn't have but one to test.
That's and we didn't cool. communicate.
That's true. But I did ask what you bought before I bought mine, though.
Okay.
So yes. I'm going to switch back.
And the only knockoff with this is the 7B normally has a nice windscreen that screws off, and I haven't figured out how to get the windscreen off.
There are two windscreens that go with the 7. One is a more bulbous one.
Yep. And it came with both.
Oh, it did? Really?
Yes.
I got mine from Romania. Let me try mine here. Hold on just a second.
And the fidelity is there. It's dropping off.
Knockoff AirPods arriving today.
This is now
you're gonna get like ear cancer.
Josh is Josh is a reserved dude.
Yeah,
and I sense your level of excitement that
think.
But
this
the problem is
great.
Now, I mean, when's this stuff going to be
I think it's
going,
too late.
Going bye-bye, right? They're already. I noticed they've already raised prices.
Yeah, the Shure mic, the SM7 has gone up already.
My wife said when she went into the Temu app over the weekend, she had a bunch of stuff in her cart, and it all was marked as discontinued or sold. They're removing anything that's not already in America, I think.
You got to get back together with President Xi and figure this out. Come on now. Get a great deal. You know, they're not going to blink, by the way.
No.
They're not going to blink. This is a matter of saving face and that type
It is no longer available on Temu.
The microphone?
The microphone.
Oh.
They have another one that's available for $118.
Well, that money, you might as well buy the real thing.
Exactly.
So it's gone. It's sad.
Gone.
It's sad, right?
Yeah.
It's a very.
I bought
sad.
An egg thing on Temu this weekend.
What's an egg thing?
It's you know, do you have like a box in your fridge that holds eggs, or do you just keep them in the carton?
I know what you're talking about. Sometimes some refrigerators have that. You know?
Yeah. Well, mine's just a box.
I keep it right next to my human heads.
And do you keep those in the carton?
I keep those in the carton, yeah.
What this is, I don't know how they spotted me for it, but it stands vertically. It's four columns that you put your eggs in, and then they roll back and forth, and you dispense them one at a time.
Oh, like the soda can thing.
Exactly, but this appears to work. And the beauty of this is not only does it take up less of a footprint, it guarantees you that you rotate your eggs. Because you put the new ones up top and then use the old ones as they come out the bottom.
But every time you pull out the bottom egg, all the other eggs are going to roll and crack into each
other. No. This got excellent reviews. It did. And it was a $4
egg
thing.
Does your wife, even though it's a small expense, does your wife get pissed at you when you buy stuff on Temu?
Well, here's the thing. She does not really love it, but this is part of a cavalcade of Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, oh, that's right. Yeah, but see, it's too late. It's too late for the real bargains. We
well,
missed it.
I mean, yes. Unless you're like Josh and me and we already bought it. It's just on the way.
Yeah, I didn't. So
you got to, man. Gonna,
well, it's too late now.
Yeah.
You missed out.
It's oh, sad.
No, the
sad, wait, right?
Mike, I think that our president, the man in charge, is going to take care of this and get those Temu prices down.
Yeah, keep hoping. Keep hoping for that one. It should be good. We got to take a break.
Yeah, I bought an egg thing. I just can't afford eggs to put in it.
We're very excited about coming to Northern Virginia. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, there's sports news for the D.C. area, which I think is pretty cool. Yes, we originated this show in Washington, D.C., and we'll talk all about that when we come back because I think it's very neat. It's finally something they're doing regarding sports that is making sense to me. So very cool. This portion of the program brought to you by Pesty. If bugs are even a minor problem in and around your house, you have to check out Pesty. Mm-hmm. It's getting warmer. Spiders, ants, and other bugs are looking to find somewhere to hang out. With Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house. Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control at an affordable price. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, from spiders and ants to roaches and scorpions. Ew! The kit includes
earwigs.
Scorpions. Ew! The kit includes a sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves,
glovey gloves,
and instructions, and you can complete your application in less than 10 minutes. The best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you don't have to worry. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. And a full refund never bugs anybody. Call your uncles to tell them to kill their aunts. Do that on your own.
I did. That might have been a soul out of office gummy that wrote
that's
that.
That's SI, Spiewak Intelligence. Protect your home. Long weekend. Protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's Pesty, PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Welcome back to the show. Rob brought this to me today. I did not know this
happened.
It's a big
deal up here, and it's still up in the air, so we'll see.
Oh, it's still up in the air. I thought
well, the announcement will come at 11 today, but it's the kind of thing where when they were throwing it to the reporter live at live at RFK, all she was doing, they cut to her and she was literally hitting refresh on her phone waiting for more information. However, this is where we stand.
Well, hold on. Do we, you said that
about
they were
the
moving.
Press. No, they are. But you have to, the official press conference hasn't happened yet.
But
that's
it's not an, it's not a question. They're definitely moving back into the city.
The Commanders organization has agreed to a deal with the District of Columbia to build a stadium at the site where the team had its greatest success.
Oh, that's so
they're
going to
put it right at RFK's ground. It's so cool.
This is what happens when you get the idiots out of the owner's box, really. Mm-hmm. This is what happens when you get real adults running a franchise. You get a great draft, you get a great coach, and you get an organization that is making all the right moves. I am so happy for this. Look, I'm not a Redskins fan, Commanders fan. I am not a a person that has grown up with this franchise, but I love the fact that there's so much passion in the D.C.
Yeah.
area and that they're going to move it back into the city where it belongs. Great history. The best games ever. We're at RFK.
Yeah, and you've been to many of them. I was at quite a few of them there. Mm-hmm. It's a great place.
And it was also mentioned that Roger Goodell, who we talked about being booed last week and always booed at these things, that he was heavily involved in talking with the mayor and the ownership to get this done.
Mayor
so
Muriel.
He's supposed to be there as well.
Bowser was very instrumental in this.
A good legacy for her that they're going to do this, and they're going to make a bigger, better, newer, shinier stadium.
Well,
and
the
I love
one that's
going
Northwest
back into the city. It's a city that needs help.
That Northwest Stadium that was Jack Kent Cook Stadium in FedEx Field. It was a rush job. It was.
Yeah.
It was. They wanted honestly to get it built before the old man died.
Right.
And it was horrible. The first, I think, four games, three of them were rainy. And they never allowed for the fact that this stadium there they currently play, that the downspouts would empty onto the seats. And so if you were at a certain seat, oh, it's true, that like the gutter would empty just on you. So
yeah. They had some plumbing issues with that also.
Yeah, yeah.
That the news,
how much do you think, how much do you think it costs to build a stadium nowadays?
Oh, in the billions?
$3 billion is what they're estimating. And Josh Harris, who owns the Commanders, says he wants it to be opened for the season in 2030. Now, they're under contract with Maryland to play at the old stadium until, it says it here, until, I think, 2027. But they can continue to play after the contract is up. So that's what I foresee happening, is that they will...
That's a long time, though. That's a long
Well,
time.
It takes a lot to build a stadium.
It's a big deal, yeah. It's,
actually, I think that sounds pretty fast to build it.
It does?
And have it ready to go in less than 5 years.
And Mayor Muriel Bowser says that this is why it's good, and part of this drives me nuts, is that they could have big-time events like more concerts or perhaps a Super Bowl. Oh, I do not want a Super Bowl in our town.
Why not?
Because we're not, we don't have the infrastructure to support it. That's why.
Sure you do.
No, you know what they're going to talk about next after Super Bowl? It's
what?
Time for the Olympics.
Yeah.
If they bring the Olympics to D.C.
It just turned into Keith Morrison.
I'm moving.
Yeah,
I'm moving if they do that.
How about that?
They can paddle in the Anacostia.
Interesting. No, look, it's just fun. And the reason I think when you talk about 2030, occasionally, you guys aren't experiencing this yet, but when you get to be my age, you probably will, where you hear a 2030 and you just, you know, you might want to call the mayor and say, there's not enough time.
The plan includes the stadium, Mike.
I mean, I have to tell you,
the third term.
Yeah.
You want to know, this is the truth, and I don't want to be maudlin here. I really don't. But one of the reasons I got a little verklempt yesterday, I don't know how many moments I'm going to have like this with my kid. This is I cherished every second of this. And I got, you know, getting the I love you from him and seeing him do well is just, I mean, it's late in life for me to have this.
Oh,
and
you're talking
it's
silly, Mike. When you
it's
pass.
Special.
When you pass, Josh will be there to step in. And it won't be it's creepy. Wonderful. It's not like he's going to marry Carla. He's just going to co-parent with her.
That's right.
There's godparents to handle that.
Well, one of them's still here. Anyway, that's the way that works. We have to take a break. Yeah.
Do I have to do everything in this relationship?
Yeah. Can I get that annulled? Anyway, when somebody decides that you're dead to them, that's kind of difficult. We got to move on. And when we
announcement
come back,
at 11 o'clock today. So stay tuned.
And
stay
the Cowboys
tuned.
Stadium took 26 months to build.
Wow.
So maybe, how about that?
Maybe they can get it in.
Get her done. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. You have beautiful video for us?
Mike, I got gorgeous video.
All right. Hats, everyone. We were talking about it before. We're going to talk about it now. Hats. Big ones, floral ones, stovepipe ones. I have this picture this weekend with Saturday afternoon, Herndon, Virginia. And Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is on the corner of Eldon Street, and it's got, it's at a nice little four-way intersection.
Yeah.
And I just picture in my mind's eye these wonderful, goofy, silly hats all once in, you know, periodically walking into Jimmy's.
Oh, I can't wait to watch.
That's the image I want.
What I want to see is out the front window, seeing them coming across that storied crosswalk.
That's the storied crosswalk.
Hats. Yeah.
In my dreams, I have a camera that's located over the intersection, and you just see them gathering almost like a Christmas show where they're all gathering. Yeah, a pageant. Hats is that way. Listen, we're having a hat contest, in case you didn't know. Hats with feathers, maybe a fez. We just saw Josh's earlier. Hi, yes. Ronnie. You'll need them for the Michael Mara Show Kentucky Derby Party. Join us this coming Saturday, May 3rd, 5 p.m. We're going to be at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for a night of fun, laughter, food, drinks, and, of course, the big race. And when you get there, I think I'll probably reveal my pick to click. I got a little insider information on the Derby. Just share it with Rob from a buddy of mine that's into horses in a very big
race. Is he a racetrack tout?
He's not a racetrack tout, but he knows his horses. And okay, this is a big long shot. And I like it. And that's fun. So we're all going to be there at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Gentlemen and ladies, bring your boldest, fiercest, most fabulous hats for our legendary ladies hat contest. Are you listening, Americans? The best part, it's free.
Yes.
So mark your calendar. It's coming up this Saturday. It's just around the corner. Rally your crew. We'll see you. RSVP now. You definitely want a reservation for this event. I think the seats are gone. But you can call anyway and see what they have. 703-435-GYMS. We're traveling north for this big-time fun. The least you can do is make the trip. In any case, see you Saturday, May 3rd at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, where you never have to jockey for a good table. So that's it. Play the thing, Rob.
Oh, yeah, Mike, it's beautiful video.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
And Bob Steele, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Bob Steele.
It's Bob Steele.
Who's our oldie? Bob Steele.
I can't imagine what an oldie would be on the Bob Steele show.
Yeah, some of our... That's how he did it. And the 21 share. 21 market share, WTIC. That's what it is.
Didn't you only miss one
market share, WTIC.
In your life, Bob Steele?
Pardon me, what?
Didn't you only miss one show in your life?
I lived right across from Mike's town, Wethersfield, Connecticut. Bob Steele, here's the time. 7 o'clock.
That's Secret to Your 22 share right there.
Every day, my father listened to Bob Steele. He was everybody listened to him.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Mike, I went on AI, and this is not video so much as a still image. And I said to AI said, can you make me look like a wax museum figure? Because everyone's doing Muppets. And I said,
oh, and what am I going to get? Am I ever going to, is it a pipe dream for me to wish
a modified Muppet?
A modified
what if
Muppet.
I had an update for you now.
You have an update on my
that
Muppet?
Would be fantastic.
Well, let's do Rob's first, and then afterwards we'll look at my Muppet. But I'm excited now.
They said,
I'm really excited.
And then it was weird. I haven't gone to this ChatGPT and had a conversation in a while, and it's creepy how well they know you. Because they said, first you're going to need to upload a picture. I said, okay. And they said, do you want it to be funny or realistic, like you would see at Madame Tussauds? I said, realistic. And they said, what is the theme? I said, make me a Vegas performer. This is what they came up with.
Look at the mouth.
It's wrong. Everything about the head is wrong. And Look also, there's mouth. A hunk of my left hand missing.
Oh, my God.
At least but, you got the right number of fingers.
Yeah, but there is a hunk missing.
A chunk of the webbing is gone.
I think that they nailed it when they said, you look like Jeff Bezos.
That is too funny.
Now, there is one thing. Do you see the...
What is the mouth? It's not your mouth.
It's not. It's not at all. I guess it's a wax museum mouth. The one thing they nailed is the vein on my forehead, on the right side of my right side, your left side. That's right, as you can see.
Beautiful.
But other than that, it ain't all that. So
But in your dreams, that's you, that you'd love to be that guy. That's
a wax museum figure?
No, you'd like to be a Vegas
performer. Oh, I would like to be that. Yeah, and even with that made-up microphone that doesn't exist in real life.
Only you would know that.
I know,
only
but that's
you.
What I was looking for. Yeah. Mike, did you know that over...
Wait, are we going to see my Muppet?
Oh, I forgot. Yes. Forgive me.
Come on now.
All right.
Come on.
Meow.
Okay, come on.
All right, I'm ready.
How's this look?
Jesus Christ, Josh. Jesus Christ, Josh.
I said, hey, Mike likes his AI profile picture on Facebook. Let's run that into AI.
No, that's a... That's so
your AI doesn't that. Have a fifth of those wrinkles.
And then added it in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a little better there.
Yeah. I don't.
Once again, Josh looks like he went to Glamour Shots. I mean, Josh always looks good fake.
He does.
But don't worry. I then told it, hey, when it's the Kentucky Derby time, put the three of us in ladies' derby hats.
Oh, how nice.
All right, here we go.
For some reason, we decided we were female.
That's the one I like. I like that one the best.
Hold it. But if it's the three of us, why are we flanked by women? Why is he flanked by women?
Because it decided that you and I would be women. Because AI is.
Listen, I'm no woman. Wow. I'm no woman. That's I am awesome. A Vegas performer.
Oh, God. AI. Where were we without that?
That is a great. Gracious. I will give them this. That is a great wax museum pose with the hand sort of weakly reaching out. A
little overbite, too, that you do not possess. You do not have the overbite.
Well,
you
give
really,
me time.
Really
give me time. Over the
it's
weekend.
A good pose
Mike,
for people to go take pictures with.
Yes, exactly. And I'll put props around. Over the weekend was National Telephone Day. Are you really good at telephone, Mike? Do you know
I'm not. You know I have trouble with it. It's something I'm always awkward. I have no idea why. Call me. It's just one of my many hang-ups. But
I get it.
Hang-ups.
But just in case you need to refresh, Mike, I think that you could be good at telephone.
Okay.
So just watch this. I think this is a fairly current movie that American Telephone and Telegraph put out to make you be good at telephone.
Okay.
The local news of the week. At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this.
No, it doesn't.
That tone indicates everything is ready for your call.
And now, here's Larry.
Let me say, these announcers, do you notice, I mean, he is one chip away from inducing a nationwide panic with how urgent he is. Now, listen for then the bomb will drop. Unfortunately, you will all be turned into dust. Yes, sirree. If you happen to live in Ohio, the state of Washington, or Seattle, you are in big, big trouble. Here's what it sounds like.
I'm wondering why the man in the tie just walked up and handed her a phone book and then walked away.
We are switching to dials. That's it. Be aware of that. Be very afraid. There. And did you notice the way, if you play it again one more time, listen to how he says new. It's not new. This is the proper way to say new. I learned this as a baby broadcaster that it's news, not news. Mm-hmm. So listen to this. It is new.
At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered.
New.
Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any
number... I'll cut to the ending. Spoiler alert.
If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
There it is. It might terrify you.
That's the sound of the city crumbling.
Absolutely. You're all going to die. Get your telephone soon.
The announcer on the, I guess, the voice guy that does the voicemail or the automatic answering at my pharmacy says, two, instead of two. He says,
two.
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 Two. Two.
If you need to speak to a pharmacist, press two.
That's, you can hear it just like that. Mike.
Very nice.
Channel 6 says this is just zero responsibility. People take zero responsibility. And that's not what I wanted. It's, screw me. You know what happens? I have to apologize. They put up live feeds that stream, so when I grab it's the live feed. But I can save it, Mike. How would you like to have...
Wait, hold on. Are we not going to see that?
We have to, bail on it.
Flag waving in the wind.
It was such a good setup, and I was really curious about... What were you going to play for us? What was the clip?
Because when you work at a restaurant and your manager sees you as a 14-year-old and offers you a pot gummy, that's zero responsibility. And that's what happened in this story. So I will.
A manager at a restaurant gave a kid a pot gummy?
Yeah, and it's not good. You know, you can't have a pot gummy when you're 14.
To another employee.
Yeah. Yeah. I will find the story and have it for you tomorrow. I apologize. There are many links sometimes associated.
Then we will hear it on day two.
What if you get a busy signal?
Then we will move on.
Do you know that Brian Belichick's girlfriend, she's 24. I love this story.
This story fascinates me that she is quite the influence on his life, as most younger women are with their older husbands.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't let him have a snow cone.
Yep.
She says, don't get the hamburger. No, right.
She stares at him when he's doing number two. All right, go ahead.
He did an interview, and she was sort of a control freak about it.
Inch from Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the philosophy.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Handsome. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
It is such a situation where CBS This Morning threw them both under the bus by including that behind-the-scenes stuff. They must have really been pissed at her.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, I think that's – I did not know when I heard the quote. I thought it was some, like, little hack reporter. That's the CBS anchor.
Yeah.
CBS
This Morning.
TV.
That's big deal, yeah.
That is a big deal interview. And you let her just jump in. We're not talking about – and looking at him like he's an enemy and the whole thing, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, weird. The whole thing has a weird aura.
But I can see why she's attracted to
him. Go ahead, Josh. Hold on.
Well,
What's that, Josh?
Weird because why not answer the question? Because the story's out there about how they met on an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why not just say we met on an airplane?
Not talking about that.
Yeah, and if you don't want to be mentioned, maybe you just give that information to your dude and you go away.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is his, like, personal assistant or
media
something.
Relations
his
person.
Muse.
Media relations.
Yeah.
It's his muse,
yeah,
Mike.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know. Lisa, that, you know, when I heard it, I was like, eh, makes sense. Actually, the audio. And then when I saw it, it was different that she's over there with her little death stare. Run it one more time. It's weird. Yeah. It's weird.
Well, she's watching the video monitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here is this.
Recently posted about.
They're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on, though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
You join InstaFace, as you put it. I love that. There's some great pictures of you and Jordan, where you're a fisherman and she's a mermaid.
Yeah, and so it's a hypocritical situation
here.
Not absolutely. Talking about, don't be an a-hole, lady.
She made
it a
story by speaking up.
Well, she wants to. She's pulling a Baldwin. She wants to control the narrative.
Right,
and she can't.
Come stop it. You know, yeah, you can't. I mean, the fact is, if you put yourself out there with the most successful coach in NFL history, and you know, if you don't, then you don't. Mm-hmm. Or you can't have it both ways. It doesn't work that way.
Or the flight story is a lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
really wasn't on an airplane.
Is a lie. It was in an airplane bathroom.
That
what?
Is a lie. Yeah. What? Oh, duh, 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 duh.
Let's close with this. Have you ever gotten any of your dogs a pup cup at Starbucks?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
I'm not at Starbucks, but at other places.
Okay, I've never done it, but this is a Starbucks where some lady wanted a cluck cup.
Do you have a cluck cup?
Pup cup? Absolutely. Okay. I hear your pup.
She's got a rooster.
He's actually a rooster.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you so
much.
Oh my God. I thought I was losing my mind.
I love that. Thank you for bringing him.
Yeah. What the heck? What's his name?
Wow.
Fluffy. That's so cute.
Thing is, that was Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I see. Oh my God, nice chicken.
Yeah. Tell me that guy's not stoned. Nice chicken. Yay, lady, you want a chicken cup?
There By the go. Way, next to geese, roosters are the most foul-mooted pets there are. They're horrible birds. Horrible. They will chase you. They will sneak up on you. They will peck at you. Mm. And I don't believe this lady should have that rooster in her car. How about that?
I assume she's on her way to the Minecraft movie.
With the chicken. You know what, Josh? You speak the truth, my good friend.
Yeah. That's right. A lady brought a guinea pig to the baseball tournament yesterday. It was running
around. What flavor?
When I fried it, I used a little ranch seasoning on it. That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen.
Stupid.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you at Jimmy's this Saturday, and Cruise Cabin still available.
Yes.
We've got plenty, and we want you to get involved with the cruise. We are really looking forward to getting together with all of our wonderful listeners on that delightful cruise on the MSC Seaside. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye. It's a rooster.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
I'll fine him for three, but I'll catch him and kill him for 10.
You know, when my inner decorator kicks in, yeah. I can't be stopped. Everything is daffodils and duck stencils, you know what I'm saying?